Hello.
Come on.
Welcome to JT's
Yarns. Yes.
Not Justin Timberlake.
Jermaine Tunin.
Yeah, Jermaine Tunin.
Welcome, welcome. Womajiko.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Ooh. I don't know what that song was, but...
It's off... Let's do an intro first. Let's do the welcome. Acknowledgement, sorry.
Yeah. So, at first, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Wurundjeri people and the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, and we want to acknowledge their sovereignty is never ceded, and we want to acknowledge and respect elders, past, present, and emerging. And, you know, I think that's, you know, really important to do. I think that we should always be doing acknowledgements of country because it's like...
No matter what event you're at.
Yeah.
Especially considering that we are on stolen land. And just acknowledge, though, the colonial name where we are at the moment is Seddon. But just where you are, if there's an event, it's just really important to acknowledge the land on you, that you are on because it's just the right thing to do. And it was stolen.
Yeah, and I think that, like, even now, if you're listening, I think it's, you know, really important that you think about your place in the world.
And whose country you're currently sitting on at the moment.
Yeah, like, where are you listening from? Like, what did the mob there do? Like, what's the name for their country?
Yeah.
Oh, like, how these mob, like, this, the mobs whose land you're on live. Especially, like, as two visitors, like, you know, I'm Yigar, Gundishmara, Bindul. Jajarung and Japarung, and also Torres Strait Islander from Eyre Island. And I think that as a visitor on Boonwurrung, Wurundjeri country, even though my people are part of the Kulin Nations, it's really important to do that. And even though we are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
To pay respect.
Yeah, pay some respect.
Hey,
like
it's not hard.
It's not hard.
We are taught this from children. You need to respect. You know what I mean?
Be respectful.
And you need to be respectful, exactly.
You know, like, I think that's one thing that's, like, really frustrating.
Yeah.
Is, like, people make out, like, acknowledgements are real hard.
But they're not.
But they're not.
It's just the right thing to do. Be respectful.
Yeah.
And see, like, I'm Yorta Yorta and Muddy Muddy. And I went to school on Tungurung country. And I felt like they did not know anything about the Tungurung people at all.
Yeah.
It was just, like, the polite thing to do. Like, oh, we'll just get this out of the way and let's just get over it. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, you need to actually know who, if, like, you need to actually source out mob whose country you're on too and really find out whose land you're on, not just the name of the land that which you're meeting on.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. You need to have an understanding of the people that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, pay respect. When we're saying Womajiko, that's like the Wurundjeri word for welcome, you know? Yeah. Not that we can welcome,
people
to their country.
Let's clear that up real quick.
Yeah, real quick. So, Aunt, if you're listening, please do not rip
please
us.
Don't come for us.
Please don't come for us.
Another thing we were talking about was how it can be pretty nerve-wracking to do welcomes in front of mob.
Acknowledgement.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I've got welcome, welcome, welcome in my head. So no, I cannot do welcomes because this is not my country. Acknowledgement. So when you do acknowledgements in front of elders, even if they're from that country, oh my God, that just gives me anxiety because you don't want to stuff it up and you're like, I've got so much respect for you.
Ani die.
Oh my God.
I do an acknowledgement in front of Ani die.
Do not Mandy stuff Nicholson. It up.
Yeah, like I'm like so nervous because I just have so much respect for them.
I know.
And like other Wurundjeri mob, like because obviously we both live around, you know, Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri country, and also Aunt Carolyn too. Like how nerve-wracking it is to do acknowledgement in front of traditional owners because I would be like that
you
too.
And you don't want to offend. Like you just do not want. I don't know. You just don't want to disrespect someone.
Yeah.
Just by stuffing up. You know what I mean? And not that like I suppose you. We put more pressure on ourselves to make sure we get it right. I don't think that they'd be like, oh my God, like they wouldn't come for us. But like. They can see them. You know what I mean? In that sort of sense.
I think it, but I think
it's just daunting to do it at first.
Well, I think it's, I think it's daunting as well because, like, we are black. And, sorry, I'm burping. And we just care so much about, like, what mob think and like what elders think and like what other community think, and like even when I'm like on a panel or something and it's like full of black followers, I get so nervous if there's black followers there, because I just care so much about what they think, and it just really like freaks me out,
because at the end of the day, like, we, not we, but like whenever you are doing these sort of presentations or in your case sitting on panels and stuff, you are representing Aboriginal people. You
whether
know
I
mean?
Like it or not.
Whether you
like
it or not.
I'm not doing that.
Because
but like,
that's where white fellas put you in that
light. They pigeonhole you there.
Yeah, it's like, well, you said this on behalf of white people, on behalf of Aboriginal people. And it's just like, no. Like, this is still me at the end of the day. And it's like, sorry, off track. But
yeah, like acknowledgements.
Acknowledgements are important, and we need to make sure that if you're in a workplace, that they're doing them.
Yeah.
It's important. And also, for Aboriginal people, it's a way to make them feel, I don't know, not welcome, but a way comfortable.
We're respected.
And respected, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's the thing, too.
That's
like,
what I hated.
Basic respect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we were talking about it before, you know, there's a level of respect that we should all have for each other. And doing acknowledgements to country is that. It's like, you know, we are here because Wurundjeri people and Bunurong people have resisted and, you know, and lots of violence happened here
trauma
on their country.
Yeah.
And, like, we are here because of that. Yeah. And, like,
and we need to acknowledge that.
Yeah. We need to. We need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge the struggle and the fight that mob here, especially in urban areas, in, you know, Nam and Sydney or, you know, Minjin, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Bianjin, sorry. It's, you know, it's always looked over.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's an urban
area. It's considered like
area.
A chore as well in organisations. It's like I just worked at, I did my graduate in a hospital outside of the health service that I'm working at now. And they did not do one acknowledgement. Because we, like, weekly you'd have, or even every 2 or 3 days, you'd have different presentations that you go to just for learning. Like, it could be hepatitis B, it could be HIV, like, it could just be how to do wound dressings, all that sort of stuff. And the only place that ever did an acknowledgement, the only time they ever did an acknowledgement was when a lady from St. V's from Fitzroy came to Dandenong and she acknowledged the land that she was on. And I was like, I went up there and I was like, thank you for doing that because no one else does it here and it's very wrong. I swear, they just have plaques up that say we acknowledge the traditional owners. It's like, well, you don't really.
Yeah, it's so tokenistic. And so, yeah, if you're listening, think about the country
the land that
you're on.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
who's the people. Think of their language, think of the animals that are there, think of the landscape and the way the hills are, if there's hills or the beaches. Or
yeah.
Just even
because
like,
that's how we refer to people. Like saltwater mob or your river people.
You know, like your mob's river people.
Desert.
Actually, I'm Yorta Yorta too, actually. Well,
and then
add that to
Muddy
my
Muddy
list.
Are they, yeah, desert.
You know, so it's really important to think about whose country you're on and how important that is to do.
Yeah. Have respect and not do it in a patronising way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of respect, I think that we are going to talk about friendship.
Yes. And we also need to introduce ourselves and how we know each other.
Yeah. And, you know, me and Joanne, the reason why we're doing this podcast is
because we've been talking about this stuff for ages.
We want to do it on YouTube.
Such a long time. I think because we just, like most blackfellas, young blackfellas, we talk shit.
So much
and
shit.
And we can literally go on for ages. Like, even before when we were, like, practicing our podcasts, having cups of tea, like, real oldies.
We, act like old people,
but
you know?
Then we...
But we aren't.
We aren't. And then we do some
really dumb
shit that we are not young.
And we are not young, but we are... We're not old, I mean. Like, we are still learning and, like...
Definitely.
Definitely moving
You never
through.
Stop learning, everyone.
Ever. Like, even when I think of the person I was a year ago.
Oh, God, I know.
I think...
Last week?
I
don't...
Who are
we? We're getting over this. We're getting through it. We're learning from our mistakes.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time, but we're learning.
And I think that one good thing about Black Followers is that we are always learning new things. Like, I know everybody is learning new things, but I think things change so much for us and so dramatically.
We're very resilient.
Yeah.
We are the most resilient people ever. Not to blow wind up our own But we are very resilient. I swear to God, or whoever.
Yeah.
Bundrel. We are not. We are resilient.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we are constantly going through change all the time.
All the time. And we have
and change. Expected too. You know what exactly. I mean? Like, no one accommodates us. Yeah. We're accommodating other people.
All the time.
All the time.
And fragile. I think that one thing that's really special about being black is black friendships.
Mm.
Yes. And yeah. I really, you know,
we like need to talk about saying, the time when we met. Yeah.
Me and Jane have been friends for about 6 years.
Yeah, we're agreeing on six.
Yeah. I think it's about six. Yeah, definitely 6 years.
I swear it's like, yeah, maybe 2012.
Yeah, so it was definitely, okay. Yeah, that's 2012.
Yeah.
And.
Sounds like a good year.
Sounds like a good year.
My 21st, because you were going to come to my 21st.
That was 2012.
That was probably then, yes.
No.
2009, I was 18, 10, 11. No, 2000.
I remember you meeting you in 2012.
Yeah, so I would have. And remember you and the person that you were with. Yeah. We're going to come to my 21st. I remember that.
Yeah. So
it must have been 2012.
Must have been.
2011, 2012.
Yeah. So Joanne and I met through my ex. Like, so...
My cousin.
I was dating Jermaine's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at the start of his and my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see each other for a while because then I moved to your country.
Yeah, yeah. Moved up to Barranald. Muddy, muddy country.
I did. Up to muddy, muddy country. And then came back. And started working at the health service.
Yeah. And we sort of knew each other on it. We did know each other, but we weren't really close, I suppose.
No, not for the first year.
But it wasn't until you came back to live with my at my uncle's house in,
in the northern suburbs.
The northern suburbs. That we actually become really good friends, best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I was in a relationship with a cis man. Yeah. And he, like, lots very of cis straight cis white men. He was not white. Cis straight men.
Mm-hmm.
They get intimidated by relationships.
Yeah, especially straight men. Straight men in their, like, heterosexual relationships. They get, like, overprotective. I've had this my whole life.
Yeah.
So it's like, as soon as one of my girlfriends gets into a relationship with a guy, it's always the whole... They think I'm cheating around, or they're cheating around with me type thing. Mm. And it's just like, no, you cannot say... Well, especially it was hard because I wasn't out back then.
Yeah,
that's... So, like, everyone was like, oh, he's trying to creep on you. And, like, just that always uncomfortable feeling. And it's just like, you're just insecure.
Yeah.
You don't actually... You don't know anything, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
But it was funny, like, so my ex thought that Jermaine and I were hooking up.
Yeah.
And it was... really weird.
It was a bit odd.
But it was like, I think it's a really funny story to tell that, you know, me and Jermaine became best friends and then my ex, he was like a bit crazy. Like,
OTT.
Yeah. And, you know, I think for like a lot of people, especially like a lot of women have been in abusive relationships and, you know, you create friendships and like getting into friendships makes you stronger.
Yeah.
And creating relationships and friendships and going to work, you know, working at the health service and everything really built up my confidence.
Definitely.
And so Jermaine and I became best friends and my ex thought that we were sleeping around together.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex...
And then he made you choose.
He gave me an ultimatum.
He gave you an ultimatum.
And I guess that's why we're here now.
Yeah, we are. We're obviously
here. Yeah, we're here.
We're doing a podcast. So guess you know who she chose. It's me, like, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, like, not like The Bachelor. I chose somebody.
Yeah, right. It's the black fella.
Yeah, right. And
yeah.
So, yeah, we've been friends, like,
ever since. Yeah.
And we've had our fucking, not our ups and downs in friendship, but ups and downs in life as individuals. Like,
we spoke about this before. Heads up, guys. We filmed a podcast before and we deleted it. So we...
By accident.
We have to try and think about what we spoke about before, but also try and talk at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Try not stuffed up. I feel like... Anyway, let's keep going. So...
Yeah, we have had our ups and downs.
We've had our ups and downs, and we've done a lot. We've done a lot in those 5-6 years. We're deciding on six years. So first of all, us coming out,
both of us came out.
Which is really dramatic and it was full on, wasn't it?
Like, it was pretty full on.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like...
My family was really accepting. Like, at times, my... Mm. Had issues. Oh, God, do we have issues?
Like, most black followers coming out.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. We're through the woods on that, I think. In some ways, but not in others.
But I think that black followers are way more accepting as well.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, we had lots of friendships and lots of people around us who were queer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with more of...
Also having, like, being black and having a lot of people around you all the time...
All the time.
...was really good. Because you never get one person who's exactly the same over and over and over again. You get so many different people who you mm-hmm. get to know growing up. And, like, my house was, like, a halfway house growing up. You know what I mean? So you do. You develop friendships through cousins, friendships through randoms, and then you call them uncles and aunties who aren't even your uncles and aunties.
Like, yeah.
Through white ways. But,
and it's cool because as black fellas, we create... So many friendships.
Yeah.
And the thing is, also really meaningful relationships and friendships.
Yeah. And you don't have to...
Dinner's ready.
Okay, we're good only. Thank you.
That's right. It's all set up.
All right.
So Jermaine's sister,
like,
just let
kids.
Us know.
We're like kids, like, Mom, what do you want?
So Jermaine's sister cooked us dinner, Courtney. Yes. Thank tacos. You. And we... We just, like, we turned around, like, our mum just walked in and, like, interrupted us.
Yeah.
Playing video
games.
Get
out of my room.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? So, yeah, black people have the best friendships. And the more, like, we were in the queer scene, like, the more black queers were around.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was coming out of the closet, hey?
There's so many, like, the only people that I'm friends with, really, are black queers.
I know. What was that thing a couple of years ago? It was like, I can't even remember. It was someone saying, like, I think it might have been around all the whole marriage equality stuff. Like, you can go around and you can, I don't know, was it, you might not even know a gay person or something like that. And it's like, really? We literally do not know a straight person. What was that about, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Was
I only have, like, I don't have that many, like, straight close friends.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like, I have straight cousins.
I've got some straight friends, but mainly gay. Now.
Yeah.
Or queer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It is funny. Like, most of my friends are queer.
Mm.
Lots of my family, like, hetero. But also lots of my family are gay. Like, they're queer.
Yeah.
However that be. And, yeah, it's kind of cool that when you start to come out amongst your friendship groups, you start to see other people come out.
Mm.
And, like, yeah, it's pretty sweet to see that. And especially, you know, considering people think that, you know, queerness isn't a part of black culture. And we know that. Queerness has been a part of most cultures.
Yeah.
And we'd be kidding ourselves if we thought any different, you know?
Yeah.
And I just love how, like... black and queer our community is.
I know, it's really cool.
And the friendships that we have around it, which is so cool.
And also, like, I love how, I don't know if this has always been the way or just through, like, change, or I don't know if it's happened since just growing up and being sort of more accepting, but you don't hear a lot of that stuff that you grew up with anymore, like, oh, that's so gay, or that sort of stuff anymore. I really think that's cool. Like, and even, like, when you do see, like straight black men now... They, like, when I came out, for instance, I thought a lot of straight black men in my community would have an issue because I'm friends with a lot of women who, and relationships with black men, like, black couples. Anyway, I thought they would have an issue, and, like, a lot of men were like, nah, like, you're always going to be, like, a brother boy or whatever. Like, you're always going to be my brother. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, there's no issues. And I find that, like, from someone who was, like, went to, like, a white school and everything, that was just not the way at all. I feel like black men are still so different to white men in that way. Like, a lot more accepting because, like, and not in, like, I'm accepting because it's, like, the cool thing to do now. It's, like, the trendy thing to do. Like, marriage equality, yay. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's different now in that sense. If that makes sense at all.
Yeah, it does. I think that white toxic masculinity is different to, like, black toxic masculinity.
Yeah, yeah. Still got their fucking issues. Shit.
100%.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, you know, there is, like, still, I think that Aboriginal people are way more accepting. Because we face so many different adversities, we face so much racism. I think that it's the only way that we can survive because we have to be accepting of each other because we've only got each other.
Exactly.
And regardless if we are black, if we're trans, if we're disabled or whatever, I think that we still love and care for each other.
Yeah, and like our communities, most of the time, have the most respect for one another. You know what I mean? Like you said, with like trans, like people with disabilities, like everything like that, like we're always there to protect each other. You know what I mean? Like if, say, you saw like someone even that you didn't really know but were Aboriginal and were, you just know them through community or whatever, like if you saw them having a hard time in the street, like outside of our community, you'd give them a hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like anyone would, even irrelevant of how well you know them.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, like you still know exactly who they are. In most cases, you're like, oh, I know who you are.
Yeah, you look like this family.
Yeah, and you're always going to help out. Like, even I remember when, I think we were out one night at, like, down Brunswick Street, and one of the guys who works at Vaz, who I didn't really know at the time that well, I was just crossing the street, and he thought that I was having issues with some other people, like, they were like, we're going to have a fight or whatever, and he come up to me out of the middle of nowhere and was like, are you right, are you right, do you need, are you okay, you know what I mean, like, just that constant check-in, and I don't know, I think that's cool, like, you wouldn't see that, I don't think, in other communities, well, you probably would, but Aboriginal communities, I see that a lot more.
Yeah, and I think as well, because our blackness is at the centre of who we are, and our relationships are, and our friendships are centred around our blackness. I think that's what we notice more, because we are more black than we are queer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? Because you see so often, you know, there's people whose identity is at the centre of who they are, but our blackness is at the centre of ours, and our relationships, our friendships, and the way that we relate to people is mainly through our blackness.
Exactly.
And our queerness is kind of like a thing on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not on top. It's actually intertwined.
Exactly right.
It's intertwined, but I think that it is definitely more the centre of who we are as people.
So I think what we've done, we sort of, because we did record something before and it got deleted, we were going to talk about friendship, but I feel like it's more natural because we've to touch on, but also talk about other issues because it's not as natural because it feels like we have to repeat it. But, yeah, we can go back to friendship if you want. I think, like, we can talk about, like, when we first met, sort of, like, and what's made us last so long within our own friendship is the constant, like, checking in with each other, all that sort of stuff.
Blackfellas are always looking out for each other.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of like we know in ways when we get, not sick of each other, but when we want time to be alone, if we do need time to be around each other, all that sort of stuff, and not to get offended or whatever if you need time to yourself, you know what I mean? Like, don't get so caught up in that.
Yeah.
I think that's really important, and I think, like, yeah, go, sorry, if you want to add something. Yeah.
No, it's like, I agree completely. It's reading the person, it's really paying attention.
Reading their emotions,
body
language, like body language.
When we used to live together,
We lived together.
We used to live
as well.
We
haven't even been overseas together. We've done everything else.
But I know. I'm the godmother of your child.
I know. Lafayette Jean, shout out. Her birthday yesterday.
Happy belated birthday, Lafayette.
Lafayette Jean Charles Marsh. Hey. So we live together.
We live together.
Yep.
And I'm the godmother of his darling daughter.
Firstborn child.
Firstborn child. And
she's
3
years old. Yep.
She's a cat, by the
way,
guys.
I know. Remember you explained that to someone? They're like, he has a daughter? It's like, no, he has a cat.
I was saying that I need to go feed my niece. Yeah. And they.
My godchild.
Yeah.
My daughter.
Yeah. They thought that Jermaine had a daughter. Or like a human daughter.
Yeah, because I do have a daughter. So I have 2 daughters.
You do have 2 daughters? One's a feline, one's a dog.
I know. Dog, dead dog. Anyway, so, no, she's not. She's beautiful and I love her. It's just really sad. So, back to living together.
Back to living together. We had to, you know, we had to be very careful that living together didn't ruin our friendship.
Oh, yeah. That was actually, I did think about that when we first moved in. I was like, oh, I hope this doesn't ruin our friendship.
Yeah, we were really worried about that. But we were really, like, we were really good.
Respect each other's boundaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
If someone's door is shut, it's like time out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, but I think that we spent so much time together.
Also, Door shut, you still come barging through.
Sometimes.
Oh my god. Also had a flashback to Archie Girl. So can we mention names? I think we could. So our housemates. People sort of
Our housemates. Yeah.
So I don't know if it'll be too personal or not. Anyway, so one of our friends, Nay.
Yeah.
I won't say the whole name. Mm. Nay. Anyway. People know who she is. Anyway, come home from me and my partner were doing things in the bedroom, things, adult things. And Nay, it was just classic. Auntie girl. She come into the house. She's like, hello. Screaming up the hallway. And we were like mid sex.
Doing the adult things.
Yeah, doing the adult things.
Making babies.
Making children. Yeah. Anyway, so we're in the middle of it and she like comes up the stairs, she's like, hello. And we're like, yep, in a minute, hold on, we'll be back there. Oh, you're having sex. So everyone didn't even know he was home. Oh, you're having sex. Don't worry. Don't stop. Keep going. I'll come back. And then you just hear go up the stairs to the other side of the house and, like, storm on into the bathroom. And someone's already in the bathroom. It's like, oh, my God. And she's like, oh, sorry. Screaming down the stairs. She's like, I knocked. I yelled out. You should have yelled back or whatever. But they, yeah. So doors sometimes didn't mean a thing.
Sometimes.
But they most of the time did. Like, we respected each other's space, but they were just, like, funny times.
Well. Yeah. And, you know.
That was funny, though. Oh, my God. Like, also, when you're in the middle of having sex, cracking up laughing, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We were just like, oh, this is fun. Shout out. Hey, thanks for that.
And it's just, I know, it's just hilarious that we live together, and it's been a year since we've not live together.
Oh, my God. It fucking exactly has. Yeah. That's depressing. Oh, yeah, because remember your memory come up.
The memory is on Facebook. Our
last hurrah, pretty much.
Yeah, we going out had to a 11. Good party.
That was traumatic.
That was very traumatic.
So, yeah, we can talk about that, I suppose.
Yeah, we went on a big...
A huge bender.
Huge bender.
With Annie Gabby. Shout out to Annie Gabby.
Yep. We had a big night. And we, you know, I had to go to Europe.
The next day. I had to move house.
You had to move house, that's right. I had to move
fucking house. So,
I had to go to Europe.
Yeah.
You had to move house.
Oh, my God. And also, remember, I had to convince you to get on the flight to go to Europe because you were like, no, I'm not going. I'm not going to go.
Oh, my God.
And then you ended up going and then you got really sick and then you were in, like, hospital for the night. Oh, like,
what the day.
Yeah, the day.
Yeah, I forgot I was not going to go to Europe. Fucked.
And I was like, you need to go. I'm like, you've been planning this for how long?
Yeah, I felt that was not going to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, like, we're real sick.
And it was hot, too. It was so real warm. And so I had to move real far. Up the road to Carlton. It wasn't that far.
From Fitzroy. So we used to live in a black house in Fitzroy.
Yeah, bring the black house back.
Yeah, like, so we had, it was a 6-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
And we, yeah, in Fitzroy. And
beautiful, big old, beautiful. Lovely home.
And we had, so it was like six rooms. There was.
Yeah, six rooms.
Six One rooms. Was,
yeah.
We had all black people apart from our old housemate. Oh. White housemate, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
He was a token white dude.
Mm-hmm. And my partner, Kieran, who lived there.
Oh, yeah, and Kieran. Yeah. Oh, my God, I keep forgetting Kieran. There was two white people.
There was two.
And then we had our Airbnb.
I know. I was too afraid to mention that then. I was like, Airbnb. Anyway.
Yeah, we had an Airbnb.
Probably why we got kicked out.
Probably why we did get kicked out. But, you know, our friendship survived that.
I know.
You know?
There was a lot in that house, too. Like, in ways, like, I think because just being black, we always, like, we were all going through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
At different times, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we were very supportive of each other.
Yeah, we showed so much love and care for each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's why it works so well. Friendships.
Yeah. It's also really not special. Getting so crusty when people do want to leave. Like, don't take it so personal.
Yeah.
Like, a few issues that I've not had but heard about with other friends, they're like, oh, my housemates are getting real shitty because I've given them a month's notice and it's their inconvenience. It's like, well, you can't help if you want to leave. Or, like, if things come up and you need to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, completely. It's, and that's the thing, too, with black followers, I think that, you know, we have great friendships because of that. Like, we have a good friendship because of that.
Mm.
We don't get weird about shit. We go ages without seeing each other.
Yeah, and it's fine. But we tell each other fucking everything.
I know. I feel like... Oh,
God. I feel like we know each other too well.
You know when you just
talk about when we piss the bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are we present when someone pisses the bed?
Yeah, the pissing the bed thing.
Sex stories. Sex stories. Everything.
Nothing's off limits. Trauma. All the trauma. No, the trauma. Drama. No, the trauma.
Yeah,
the trauma.
Exactly.
Fucking trauma. Yeah. So real and, you know.
And also it works well because we sort of go through similar stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we...
And that's, like, just what I... Like, I don't know. Like, because I had never really lived or grew up solely around black people my whole life. Like, I had my family. Mm. But, like, because I went to a white school and, like, being around away from my cousins and, like, living in a country town, being, like, felt like the only black person there.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard to sort of... Like, it was good to form friendships, and I have, like, lifelong friendships from that. But, I don't know, just you feel a lot more comfortable around black followers because it is solely who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we've sort of developed, I suppose.
And I guess Black House in particular was the black queer house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were all black and we were all queer.
Mm.
And if everybody in the house was actually queer.
It was the best, yeah.
Yeah, like it was fucking
and that's like back to that thing, like we solely interacted with queer people. And in that, how cool is it to mainly only interact with queer black people too?
Yeah.
That was fucking sick.
All the people, remember all the people that used to come visit our house
were
all black and queer people. Yeah, yeah. Like it did not matter.
Yeah.
If they were like...
It was odd. It was like the minority was a straight black person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I think we had one, remember Kieran's friend, who'd come and everyone was sort of like sussing him out at first, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everyone was sort of, like, weird to open up. It was funny.
But he was great. And good. He was, his politics were actually pretty good.
Really good, yeah, which was shocking.
Yeah, especially having, like, a white, straight, perf man in a house.
Because you go back to thinking about, like, the typical white, straight man, and you're just like, fuck this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. And it is, like, having relationships with white people is much different and having friendships with white people is much different than having them with black people.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, when you're a black queer person, it's very special to have friendships with black queer people.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll move on to our weekly check-in. So this is our first podcast, obviously, guys. So we're playing it as it comes.
Exactly.
So we're trying to set up
a little system. A little system, whatever it is.
Yep, whatever it is.
Timeline, whatever.
So,
and I guess we'll.
How have you been?
Well,
this week, pretty much. Let's do a weekly check-in.
Let's do our weekly check-in.
Mm.
So, this week, my last week at work.
Oh my Lord, I know. Long time coming.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a job coming up.
As of tomorrow, the next day.
No, tomorrow is my last day.
Yeah, so the next day. You won't be
in. Oh, yeah, sorry. Next day, I will not have a job.
Technicalities. Yeah.
Yeah, technicalities. I won't have a job, but I'll still be working on Thursday doing another job.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm really excited to be leaving my job currently to get out, and I'm just going to be like, bon voyage, bitch.
Yes, motherfuckers. But also might be coming back to where I work, which is exciting.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Well, that's probably also where we first become friends, was at Buzz.
Yeah.
Sorry. Said it. Sleep it.
At the health service.
The health service.
And, you know, I think the health service creates lots of sick friendships,
too. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that's where I met, most of my friends these days.
Yeah, completely. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for something new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to not have any cash money.
Oh, you'll be fine, I think. There's a catch here if you need it.
I'm doing a GoFundMe soon.
Hey. Okay.
And, you know, I think that I'm excited. What about you?
I'm glad you're excited. It's been a long time coming. It's been very stressful for you.
Yeah.
I've had a really stressful year. Yeah, that's a whole other story. That's
a whole other podcast. Yeah.
I don't even know. My week's been pretty good, I think. Like, just work. Work's been stressful at the moment. Just changing over systems, so that's been pretty exhausting. But we're trying to do Sober October, guys. Just a heads up. We'll go into this more. But I went out on the weekend, and I didn't get drunk, but I don't know. I feel like I'm boring. I've just been, like, watching YouTube videos and not drinking as much as I usually do. So that's exciting.
Yeah, same, actually. Hmm. I did go out. So I had my farewell on Friday night.
Yes, from you work. Did. Yeah.
And then I went out to a rave on Saturday night, which I went to for, like, from, like, for, like, 4 hours.
A four-hour rave, yeah.
Well, it was
20, it was 24 hours.
25 hours.
Oh, look out. There you
are. Rave. But I went in for the last 4 hours. And it was the best night. Like, I didn't drink
much. I was actually
much.
Really jealous of your snaps. I was like, God, I should have went.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk. I just had the best night. The DJs were sick.
I know.
And they were so fucking good. There was one that was, like, really, really good. And her name was Sonia Calico. Look her up on SoundCloud.
I need to do that.
She's R&B and house music. So good. She was really good. And, you know, I know that, like, we've been trying to do Sober October.
But as long as you don't get, like, we've sort of made our own little, but our own conditions, I suppose.
Yeah, we've defined Sober October ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we've
From what we usually do. We don't fit into the white norms, like, we obviously
Exactly. Do. We don't want to fit into these colonial structures.
Exactly.
You know, we need to make this for ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's cool. We tried to do FebFast, like, two years ago.
And it failed, so we need to do
We
systems.
Failed miserably.
Yes. I know, I think we got drunk the first fucking day.
No, we got drunk 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I think we had 2 weeks off, didn't we?
2 weeks. No, actually, it was a week and a half.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have not... We're not drinking. We're just not getting blind drunk. So
yeah,
as long as we're sober.
Drunk. Yeah.
So I think on the weekend I had, like, 4 vodka lime sodas because I've been trying to get... Oh, that's also what I've been doing this week is trying to get back into gym and getting myself organized because I've had a lot of back pain at the moment. So I want to try and get some muscle going and strengthen my back.
Yeah.
Because that's annoying to deal with every day. And, yeah, so vodka lime sodas and I had, like, champagne sparkling. So I think I ended up having, like, 8 drinks all up, which is
pretty
usually
good.
Probably drunk for some people, but I was sober. I was home at 11 o'clock. That's a good effort. We usually were home at 11 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
Because we can drink.
Blackwell's. That's one thing. Like, black girls can drink,
Hey, no stereotypes, but it's just about being around mob and it's fun.
Yeah, like, with my family.
Like, you can literally just drink for ages.
For ages. Like, with my family, like,
because
sometimes.
We pace ourselves, too, when you
exactly.
drink. Like, you don't just get blind, piss blind drunk.
At the start. And we eat. Yeah. We, like...
We eat. And you eat throughout. You eat throughout, too.
Yeah. It's a process. So, yeah, I went out on the weekend.
Yeah.
I think I had, like, 6 drinks.
Yeah.
I had 3 vodka lime sodas and 3 fireball shots.
Oh. Delicious.
I know, fireball shots were so good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just a fun little boogie.
Yeah.
And I was home at 12:30.
Good job.
My phone got fucked up, though.
Oh, my God.
I accidentally...
So, Tanya's sister sent me a message stressing about Tanya because it, like, sent off an SOS. And then Tracy was, messaging me, like, oh, my God, we need it. What's happening? Is she with you? All that sort of stuff. And so I was sort of, like, semi-freaking out as well. And I'm like, oh, God, what's happened? All this and that. But just what you do these days, like, what century are we now? 21st century kids. You check everyone's stories to see what they're doing. So, like, I seen that she was partying up for, like, I don't know, I think it was, like, an hour. So I'm like, hope she's fine. We'll wait to hear back. And I think we did, like, not long after. But your sister was freaking out. She was going to go in there and everything.
Yeah, it sends, like, a location.
Yeah.
To all your emergency contacts.
Yeah.
And so I had, like, Jermaine calling me, Nankiri calling me, my sister Tracy calling me.
Mm.
And, like, I just was getting pissed off because I couldn't actually get into my phone.
Frozen. So what happened? So it locked you out or something?
It locked me out and I could not get into my phone until I plugged it into my computer.
Oh my God.
I had to find my iPhone to unlock it. And it was just such a big process, and I couldn't get in there. And as I was moving, going from the club to home.
The club. We are fam. Yeah.
Well, it kept sending my family updates of my
location.
Oh, my
God.
So
what happened? Was it all because you got locked out?
Yeah, I was holding my phone, and I accidentally slid across. So when you hold the your iPhone.
The buttons.
And the buttons, and you slide it. And so when you tried to call me or something, I slid it. I actually don't know how it worked out, to be honest.
Because I also found, I was going through settings, I think after the new iPhone update, and you can actually, after 10 tries to get your passcode right, it'll erase all of your data.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
How cool is that?
That's cool, but also scary.
Yeah, yeah. So it's in your... So I was, like, a bit... I didn't know if I should turn it on or not, but Yeah, in your phone, if you don't do your passcode more than... If you do your passcode more than 10 times, you can have a setting on there that it erases everything. I think it's pretty cool.
But, I think it actually...
But I feel like I'd lock myself out. I'd just paranoid. I'd be, yeah.
Yeah,
true. And also, if kids stuff around with your phone...
Yeah,
you're fine. Because I feel like a lot of nieces and nephews are real nosy, want to play games.
So Uncle, Arnie, can I play your phone?
Yeah,
yeah. Can I play a game?
And then I just get lost.
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah, I guess, like, your nudes would get deleted, which is good.
Yeah, the cloud.
Yeah.
If you've signed up for that. Anyway, so...
Moving on, so that's our Sober October.
So that's sort of, like, our weekly challenge, our weekly check-in and our challenge. So that's been pretty... Haven't actually struggled too much, I think, because we put on those, like, little conditions. Like, we can still have a drink and be social.
Yeah.
But just don't get shit-faced.
And don't stay get shit-faced.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's really good. Like, you can do that. You can do the willpower. And, you know, I think that's important that, you know, you don't just cut out altogether.
Completely.
Completely.
Yeah. Also, especially, like, because I've given up the cigarettes, too. I haven't been that strict on myself where I'm like, you can't smoke at all. Like, I'm still allowing myself to smoke when I drink, because that's what I've always done. And only quite recently, I'm smoking more often. So it's good to sort of set limitations, like, don't smoke every single day. Do it when you drink. And I'm just slowly trying to cut back and back more. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the better way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going
check in with us, like, next week and I'll let you know.
Hey.
Probably smoking every day again.
Hey.
Got the pack rolls. But it hasn't been... It's been a challenge, but not too hard of a challenge.
Yeah. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. And also, I've been more productive. I'm not hungover. Yes.
Oh, my Lord. I know. How good is it to get up on a Sunday and not be hungover?
Yeah, but even just, like, on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because, like, usually...
Oh,
like,
well, we usually drink Fridays.
Friday nights, yeah. It's like, Friday nights, the weakness. And I think, as well, it's about changing your reward system.
Yeah.
I was talking to my counsellor, and I was like, I just don't want to, like, see that as a reward. And he just said you need to change your reward system. Like, if you see going out and getting drunk as a reward system, because you just, like, want to let loose because you've worked all week, you want to play, you know, work hard, play hard, that's your attitude, then what are the consequences of not being productive on the weekend?
Yeah. And it's also fun to just do things on the weekend because you get to that feeling of, like, being hungover all day and then having to just being hungover and then going back to work. Like, you don't feel like you've...
Had a weekend.
Had a break, even, you know what I mean? Because you've just laid around and been hungover. It's like, I feel like, because we've got a dog and stuff, like, we have been walking her heaps more, going to different places as well, like, driving around, because it's like, oh, we'll take Lenny, the dog, like, going to the beach and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it is, it's cool. You sort of get out of the house more and do a lot more productive things. Look at us, we're adults. We're being adults, making adult decisions.
But it's, like, it's true, like, that's why we also want to get a pet, because I have no responsibility.
I've got too many. You can take one of mine.
I'll take Laffy.
Yeah, you can. Actually, no, you can't. She's my daughter. My firstborn.
I am her godmother.
You can have it. You haven't earned it this weekend, are you?
Yeah, I know.
I think so. We'll have to sort it out. Anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, it's. I think that's a thing too. Like, Sober October, create with these challenges, I think it's important to... not do things that you wouldn't usually do. Like, you can use them and do them, like, the way that you want to.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah. Personalize it for yourself. Don't feel like you have to... And I hate that, too, because it's different people you talk to. It's like, oh, no, you still drank, so it's not sober, da-da-da, you failed. And it's just like... And then you see other people, and it's like, no, you didn't get drunk. It's a good thing. So I think it's good if you're still... sticking to it and you're not just getting shit-faced and then blowing it all out. You know what I mean? And then also, even if you do get shit-faced, you can allow yourself to stuff up.
Exactly.
Our whole lives have been allowed to stuff up because we... I feel like I stuff up all the time.
Yeah, and I think the thing is as well, we put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect.
Definitely. To fit in. And it's no, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
You do what makes you happy. As long as it doesn't mean you're hurting someone else, but do what makes you happy.
Yeah, and... Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, 100%. As long as it's not hurting other people.
Yeah.
And, but most importantly, as long as it's not, like, it hurts you in different ways.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, doing self-care and doing self-love things and doing things
that... Oh, my God, self-care and self-love. Yes. That's very important.
Very important.
Yeah. And find things that make you happy.
Exactly.
Go to the movies. You know what I mean? I hate when people say, what's your hobby? And you should be into, like, arts and crafts or something. Like... You decide what you want to do.
I don't know, if you play like the going clarinet, to see like fuck.
Hey,
you know?
Do what you want to do.
Boom. Yeah, and that's the thing too. One thing I really like is like trying to get off my phone, watching TV shows. Yes, you set your own little
challenges, don't you, in your mind?
Yeah, instead of watching TV shows, going on my phone, I am actually, you know, drawing things.
Mm.
And, like,
being productive writing things
while I'm watching a show instead of going on my phone. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so addicted to my phone as well.
I know, I have noticed that with you. Like, you are addicted to your phone in ways. Like, not that I think it's, like, controlling or annoying or anything, but I don't know. I don't even know what I'm, like, addicted to in that way. I think...
You love YouTube, man.
I love YouTube. I love YouTube. Yeah. Like, see, I can not go on my phone for ages, but I feel like I'm addicted because I'm like, oh, I need to check Snapchat and Instagram and da-da-da-da. But it's like, you don't have to do that all the time. And that's why I was like, in my mind, put it down, do something else.
Mm.
Even the other day, because I was so... I was like, I need to do something productive. So I started watching videos on YouTube because I love YouTube. I was like, I'll do something that I love and I'll also do something productive. I was like, how to save money better? Looking up these videos and how to save for a house and all this and that.
Yeah.
But that's probably my thing, is addicted to YouTube.
Yeah, 100%. Mm, yeah. And you love watching, like, TV shows in general.
And random shit.
Yeah, you love watching
TV. You know what's terrible about YouTube, though? I feel like I've gotten, like, a shorter attention span. I feel like that's the thing, because I'm so used to, like, little 15-minute segments or, like, little 15-minute videos on someone.
Yep.
That I'm like, I can't even get into TV shows anymore.
Got ya.
But I have recently got into a new TV show on Netflix, but we can get to that.
We can skip into that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. Sweet. A little segue.
What TV show are you watching?
All right. So, it is... I always fuck up the name, so I have to get onto the actual Netflix. It's a scary show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's new. It's like The Haunting of House Hill, I think it's called.
Oh, I saw that.
Hill House. Oh, my God. And that shit is scary. I'm up to episode 4. So, my partner and I live together with my sister. And he was gone last night. And I was watching this show. So it was kind of like I was sort of alone in the front, in like the back room in the lounge room. Anyway, fucking freaking out. Like Courtney was out with her partner and they were like doing something. I think they went out for dinner and I was home by myself and I was like, fuck.
This is scary. Too windy, man. I can't do it. I fucking cannot do it.
It's scary.
I honestly, I don't know. I like to watch nice shows.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yes. Like,
Not scary. I like love my... B grade.
Gossip Girl.
So B grade or teen movies on Netflix.
Teen drama. The OC. I love fucking bring that teen back. Movies. So quickly before you talk about your B grade movies, The Haunting of Hill House. I think everyone should watch it, but it's just about this family who their parents like back in the day. So it bounces between like childhood and present day. So all these people now are in like their like mid 30s to mid 40s range. Anyway, so they talk about their parents. They like to restore houses and sell them more expensive. So they end up going to this hill house and it's like haunted and it's creepy. I'm still only on the 4th episode. But I think I don't want to give it away, but they talk about like, all the fucked up shit that used to happen as kids, like because the house was haunted. And then they bring it back to present day and like just issues that are still going on from their experience as kids. So I can give a little bit away. So the mother dies and then they talk about her for a bit. And, like, she's, like, possessed at the end. She's, like, running after him. It's creepy.
Oh, my God. It's, like, Conjuring?
Kind of.
Okay.
And then the first episode's about the sister who passes away.
Oh, my God. This is really fucked.
They've all got, like, ability. Like, this one girl who's really cool. She's queer. And she's got, like, these abilities. When she takes... She wears gloves everywhere. It's fucking weird.
Mm.
But she wears gloves because if she touches things and touches people, she sort of gets, like, the last imprint of it. Like, if she touches your hand, she can sort of understand exactly who you are as a person.
Oh, my God.
Like, in what you've done. So, she works with kids, and she works with, in one of the episodes is about her, this young girl who experienced trauma, and she was in the foster system, and then she just can't crack this kid, like, doesn't know what's going on. So, then she goes to the house and then finds out that the foster father was, molesting her, the poor thing. Yeah, so...
Content warning?
Sorry, yeah. Sexual assaulting her. So, yeah, like, that sort of stuff. It's just a really sort of interesting show, the way they've built up the characters. Mm-hmm. And that's The Haunting of Hill House. And there's so much more. It's just, you need to get into it.
It's crazy. It's scary.
We need to watch it together, though.
I think that maybe that could be the show that I'm going to watch.
Yeah,
I'll watch one.
Yeah, episode. Watch the first episode and see if you get into it. Yeah. It's good, though. There's, like, queer scenes and stuff. It's fun.
Oh, my God. I do love a good queer scene.
I know.
So good.
Sense8. That's better. I still haven't seen.
Oh my god, you need to see Sense8. It is like so hot and queer. Mm.
So your shows, what have you been doing? What have you been watching?
Oh fuck. I've been getting into Love Island.
Ah, I've seen that.
Love Island? Yeah, yeah. Do I sound like Sophie Monk?
Do you need Oh, so this is her new show.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm not up to date with all this stuff.
No, I just got into it.
Is it on Channel 9 or something?
Yeah,
Channel 9. She was on The Bachelor, wasn't it?
She was.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I've got into... I watched like 20 episodes
of Love Island. At like 1 o'clock in the morning, you're like still watching this shit. Yeah.
I know, I was so addicted. Yeah. I didn't go to sleep till like 3 a.m. nearly every night last week because I was addicted to watching Love Island. It's like Big Brother.
It's
a house.
Yeah.
So it's like the house, like there's cameras set up, blah, 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 everywhere. And
is it like X on the Beach?
I've not seen X on the Beach.
It's MTV version. Okay, kick on.
Yeah, and then all these couples go in there and you have to couple up with people. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you have to create relationships and find someone who you like in the house.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get evicted.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so people have to couple up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's how it goes. And I watched, you know, it till the end, and I watched it the other night. I'm so glad.
So is it finished now?
Well, it's been finished for a while.
Okay, yeah.
But it was cool because, like, you know, Married at First Sight was filmed, you know, 3 or 6 months...
in advance to the show being aired,
yeah. Yeah, and this was all kind of live.
Mm-hmm.
So Australia was able to vote people out or vote...
Ah, so it was like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And people
loved Big Brother when it was on. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And people were able to vote people who, like, who should go on a date with who, you know?
Oh, that's insane.
So, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. It's super problematic. People are like tanned, skinny.
Like beautiful.
Yeah, well, that Australian the dream. The ideas
of what beautiful is.
It's like Australian white dream of what people should look like.
Built in six packs and annoying.
Yeah. And I, you know, my friend Natalie, she asked me, which one would you fuck? And I was like, God, do not punish me. Hey. Because they are all so shit.
Yeah.
You know, like none of them.
Such a turn off. Like if you saw them and not seen their face, like and not heard their voices or what they're like personally, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, oh yeah, fuckable or whatever.
Mm.
But then you hear people talk and their attitude and you're like, nah, major turn off. That's what I get with a lot of things.
But also there's just like the vibe. I just don't like their vibes.
Mm.
I just don't like... No. I used to like that look. I just don't like that look anymore.
Mm.
It's just too... Like, it's just too much. I just think that... And also the attitude. I'm also, like, kind of making assumptions about men, especially, who look like that and dress like that. That bro-y, six-pack, tan, you know, vibe. Where it's just lots of toxic masculinity. And there's lots of toxic masculinity in that. There's, like, the boys are punching on.
Oh, God.
You know, like, it's just really dramatic. But it's fucking good. Yeah. So, it's on Nine now. You can stream it if you want to check it out. That could be my
challenge. You can watch this Haunting of Hill House, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I'll try and watch that.
One episode of that.
My eyes out. Yeah.
Yeah. And that could be what we could report on next week, what we thought.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
All right.
Cool. Well, what else do we have to tick off here? I think also one thing I had, because I thought it was a cool idea. Did you want to talk about how it related to you?
Love Island.
You just love all that sort of B-grade
shit. I love the B-grade shit. Mm, yeah. You know, I grew up at the video, like at Video Easy.
Mm.
We never got the best DVDs.
The newest release.
The newest release. The
blockbuster. Till it come to like weekly sales.
Yeah, we were going to weekly. Maybe you
never get overnight.
Never get overnight because my family would not take it back.
Oh, no. We have weekly. I swear, like, I was so lucky in the fact that one of my friends ended up working in the video shop and he just wiped all our phones for us because we had so many. It was, like, in the hundreds. I'm like, you know my family are not going to pay this. They can't even bring the DVD back on time. They're not paying that.
And the same thing happened. Steven's friend, his parents owned the video shop, so they just wiped the fees, which was really good.
Also, whenever you went to, like, what are they called? I don't know why I've thought of this, but like when you'd go to video shops that had like high population of black fellas moving around, the DVDs that always never were there were Friday.
Oh,
remember Sister Act?
Sister Act.
All these black shows that like just people were obsessed with. Because I remember always going, I'm like, I think Courtney, my sister, was like, oh, I need to, let's go get Friday. You never get Friday, especially if you're up in Shep.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's always gone. They're like, no, we just stopped stocking this video because it kept getting stolen. Thriller.
Thriller.
That's Thriller. I remember it was, like, on VHS. And it always never got returned back, especially if Black Files living around. Like, oh, the Thriller music video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nah.
I only know that because we have VHS that we stole from the video shop.
Oh, my God. No, like, in Portland, they just didn't have that many. Like, there's lots of Black Followers in Portland.
Mm.
But there's just, in comparison, there wasn't that many.
Yeah.
Compared to the White Followers there.
Yeah.
It's very fucking white. Like, white people there loved Eminem.
Old Marshall Mathers. He's still crying around about nothing. Yes, B-Ray movies all the time at the video shop. They were so good.
So good.
And I just liked this TV show because I love horror. And especially mm-hmm. we're like in the month of Halloween. I fucking love Halloween.
You do love Halloween.
I love horror stuff.
What would you change about the show?
Oh, shit. There's no real people of colour in it.
Got
you. Yeah, it's mainly, it's based around like his white family. Obviously, it's going to be based around a white family because they stay for ages in the fucking house.
Of course, white everyone people want to stay.
Out. Everyone would be gone if they black folks
would be gone.
I know, out. Catcher. Catcher.
Just the catcher. With
the hand?
Hand?
Yeah. Catcher. Of course. Smoke? Actually, of course, it would be based around white folks. Dopey. You don't stay in a house where it's fucking haunted. and you're all going to be sleeping in the one room, first of all, if it's a haunted house.
True God.
All right. But yeah, probably more people of colour, though. Like, even, like, their friends or partners could be people of colour.
Mm. Yeah, I think the same would be Love Island. Like, people of colour.
They're all white, eh?
They're all white, pretty much. But also, like...
Wasn't there controversy, too, around, like, one of the guys who was on it? Like, he sort of got the Dean name from Married at First Sight. Remember, they're like, oh, he's like the new Dean.
Oh, maybe Eden.
Yeah, I don't know. I can look. Anyway, we could save that for next episode.
Yeah, but, you know, there was lots of white people in there. Obviously, these shows aren't set up for diversity in bodies, shapes, or different... Or just, like... Even just their politics or so shit. You know, I'm not looking for this show to critique, you know, in a relationship, like, find something relatable exactly or find something that has good politics or represents a group that I'm a part of. Because everything is just... Oh!
Mm.
Grant. Grant from Love Island.
Yeah,
he's the new Dean from Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
That's from Dean. He said that too. Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know. I just know that Love Island's cooked. And I just feel like I watch it because it's like really cooked.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just so far from my reality.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
Interesting. It's kind
it
of...
It is. It's like being in a zoo.
Yeah.
Different worlds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And because there's so many people of colour and black people around me all the time, it's just so far from my reality.
Mm.
And also that the type of men that are in that TV show are so far from the people that I'm around.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's not true, isn't it? Like, I think... You do. We don't ever associate with those sort of people at all.
No. Like, not dude bros.
Not at all.
Mm.
All right, so the last thing we can talk about. So what song have you been obsessed with this week?
What song? God, I don't even know.
Ella May just brought out a new album.
Who?
Ella May.
Oh, she did too.
It is really good.
It is so good, her album, actually. I was listening to that.
Yeah.
It's really good. So yeah, probably hers. I listened to her album like 3 times on the weekend.
Yeah. So anything with her. I don't even know which song she's got yet because I've just been listening to it on the loop.
I love Boot Up.
Yeah, Boot Up's good.
So
actually,
good.
Which song is it? Anyway.
Have you been listening to?
Who have I been listening to? I've been really liking Ariana's new song, Breathin'. I've been liking that. But also 21 Parts got a new album out, which I've been loving.
They're coming to Australia.
They are, but I'm not going. Also... Nicki Minaj's new album's been pretty good.
Oh my God, I have not listened to her album yet.
Yeah, you need to get onto that. So, not just one song. There's been a lot of albums lately. True. They've been good.
True that.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I think have you listened to any podcasts?
Oh, I don't... No, not really. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of crime podcasts, but I sort of... I don't know. I was obsessed with them for ages, and then now I just... Because I haven't been getting the train to work. I just haven't had time to listen.
Yeah.
But,
true. Yes.
What about you?
Just Harry Potter and the Sacred Text.
Oh, yeah, you're loving that,
I love Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. Mm. It's really good. I really enjoy it. So, yeah, I was listening to that today. Mm. Otherwise, also have not been getting into podcasts much either.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's been really, I've been really.